council came out of executive session and agreed to authorize the mayor to sign and execute a contract with Briarcrest Country Club, which we did tonight.
And the details? Or the high points, anyway?
Yeah, high points. It's a $2 million contract contingent upon being able to dispose of the municipal golf course facility and voters approving to buy the Briarcrest Country Club facility. So it's a $2 million contract. If the voters agree to dispose of Muni and agree to purchase Briarcrest, then we would, you know, move forward, and we're looking at closing probably sometimes in February of 2012.
Do you know offhand the assessed valuation currently?
It's on the tax rolls for $2 million. You know, if the voters decide not to buy Briarcrest Country Club, the council will terminate the contract, period. But, you know, there were so many people out there, you know, a lot of bad rumors that the city was not negotiating the deal, that the country club wasn't for sale, and that they were interested in selling, and we couldn't agree on price. And so all those rumors have been dispelled. We're at the point now where we are officially under contract with Briarcrest Country Club. If the voters decide they want to, you know, replace the municipal course with the Briarcrest course, they'll have that option, you know, on Tuesday. So I've been asking folks to kind of wait and see what happens this week and then go cast your vote on Tuesday. Early voting is tomorrow also. But, again, if the citizens decide not to purchase Briarcrest or if we're going to be keeping the municipal course, we will not be voting to move forward with Briarcrest. But it does give them an option for those that are in support of buying Briarcrest Country Club or substituting out Briarcrest for the municipal course. You know, there's been a lot of doubt about that. Now it is very possible.
And the $2 million price tag, is that fair?
In my opinion, I think it's a fair price for both sides. We've got, if we continue with the municipal course, and we want to make it the course that it needs to be and put the capital improvements in it that need to be put into it, we could spend easily, you know, anywhere from $3 to $5 million. So I think if the citizens of Bryan want to remain in the golf course business, then the better value is probably to go over to Briarcrest because it's got other amenities. It's got the clubhouse that could be used for senior citizen activities and community activities, the pool, the racket course, driving range, and workout facilities, so tennis courts. So there's a lot to offer there. In my opinion, it is a better value. It's a better course, and that would then give the municipal golf course location a chance to do some rehab in that area and to revitalize that whole South College corridor. But we would increase the number of acres to our parkland. We're only disposing of 117 acres is what we're looking for. Briarcrest is over 125 acres, and we're still going to keep the Williamson Park. We're going to keep the Aston Recreation Center, and we're going to keep the lake out there, Country Club Lake. So all that still remains in the park system. So all we're looking at disposing is 117 acres. But the voters have a choice now, so they can go and decide if they want to stay in the business. Now, I've talked to people that want us out of the business. We don't think the city needs to be in the golf course business. Well, they'll have their vote. They can vote you know, to dispose of Muni and do something else with it and not buy Briarcrest. And we've got people that are adamant about park space. Well, we've got a potential chance of adding 125 acres of park space. And all the proceeds that go from the sale of the municipal course will go back to the parks and recreational budget. We will not be decreasing the budget to do something else with it. That money is going to go to pay off Briarcrest, to be the first thing if we decide to move forward with Briarcrest, if the voters decide that. And then, you know, so if we sell that for $6 million, which is what I think the property's, you know, in that price range is worth, you've got potentially $4 million for other park improvements throughout town and to add additional park space and park opportunities in Bryan. So we wanted to add an aquatic center, an indoor swimming pool, or peewee football, or soccer fields, or softball or baseball fields, or walking trails. We'll have those funds to do that, to add to our parks and recreational space. So our inventory will definitely increase depending on the voter approval.
Before I forget, was this a unanimous vote?
6-0 with one abstention.
And abstaining would have been whom?
Paul Madison.
Okay. let me go back. You made a reference to a $3 to $5 million estimate for needed capital improvements. Is that in addition to the $2 million acquisition price, or
no? $3 to $5 million needs to go back into the municipal course. The current course that we have, the Travis B. Bryan course, it's projected anywhere from $3 to $5 million to go back into just fixing that course up. There's been a lot of deferred maintenance. There's bridges, irrigation systems, and greens that need to be reworked. So, you know, if the citizens want to keep that a golf course, we could be spending $3, $4, $5 million in the future to keep it operational.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Yeah, so we're not talking about the Briarcrest property. That's why I think it makes more economic sense to move forward with a nicer facility, nicer greens over there at the Briarcrest Country Club that'll be available for all the citizens, and then use the municipal course to redevelop the area.
Has there been any research done about the integrity of the structures and the rest of the infrastructure at Briarcrest to know whether there's going to have to be any additional improvements made?
During the next 60 days, the City of Bryan has the right to go through their feasibility period, and at that time, you know, we'll be looking at the structures and all the maintenance and stuff for the club. So that'll be something we'll be looking at if the voters decide to move forward with disposing of the municipal course and buying Briarcrest, and we'll definitely put some money into the feasibility studies and looking into the structures and foundations, so to speak, and the mechanicals and stuff of the Briarcrest Country Club.
Was the $2 million offer the only price tag that they offered the council to sell?
Well, we've been kind of going back and forth on numbers for the last 2 or 3 months. So this is what we finally agreed to, was this $2 million and everything that was in that contract. So it's been kind of give and take by both sides over the past few months.
So the city had offered less, and Briarcrest price tag had been higher at some point, and this is meeting as a compromise then?
This is what the two entities agreed on. We had offered less, yes, in the past.
And Briarcrest had wanted more?
Some of the folks at Briarcrest wanted a lot more. So the $2 million was a compromise that both sides agreed on. And again, it's assessed at that on the tax rolls. I think most people will agree that that's a fair price for that property, 125 acres with, you know, about a 40,000-square-foot clubhouse and all the amenities and stuff. So we at City thought it was a fair price. The folks at Briarcrest thought it was a fair price. And, you know, I think it was a good compromise in the end.
Is there anything else that has been out there that you haven't addressed yet regarding these two special questions that that you'd like to emphasize before Election Day?
Well, I think there's a lot of people that believe that we can own both the municipal course. If they go vote against disposing of municipal and vote to buy Briarcrest, that we're going to own them both. That's not the case. You know, so I think it's very important. There may be one person on the council that believes that, but I don't know where we'd have the resources to operate either two golf courses or you know, the 117-acre park and then the 125-acre golf course at Briarcrest. You know, we need the proceeds from the sale of the municipal course to help reimburse for the purchase of Briarcrest Country Club. So I think people need to decide if we want to trade out. We've got that opportunity now. I think it was said that we weren't going to get into contract, and there were so many rumors out there that now it is attainable. And it is there, and if the voters allow the city to do something else with the municipal course and they vote to buy Briarcrest, I'm going to do all I can to make sure that deal closes and we move forward and we'll run a very nice facility for our citizens there. So, you know, that's we'll definitely listen to the wishes of the folks. But if the voters agree to buy Briarcrest but keep and not dispose of the municipal course, that contract will be terminated.
Have I missed anything?
I think that's it. People need to get out and vote. This is important. I'm glad that we've gotten to this point. I wish we'd had this deal in the contract a few weeks earlier. I do appreciate, you know, Randy Flasowski and Tim Jones and all the folks on the Briarcrest Country Club board that we've worked with for the past few months. It's been a lot of give and take, and you know, it's very complicated when you've got 120 owners of a facility and you've got seven council members and staff on the other side. So I'm glad we've got to this point. It is a complicated deal, but you know, the current municipal golf course that we have was the last private golf course, a private country club that we had in town. So everything has kind of evolved. So this gives the voters an opportunity, if they want to upgrade, so to speak, they can do it. We can have more parkland in our inventory, and we'll have the funds from the future sale of the municipal course to pay for it. Does not mean, Bill, that we immediately sell that course. It may take some time before we get the right buyer. That property has to be bid out. So, you know, we've had other offers. I mean, we've got offers that have been as high as $10 million for that property. You know, I think it's probably assessed in the $5 to $7 million range if you had it appraised. But, again, it's got to be bid out. And, you know, and then we've got to make sure it's going to be something that's going to be good for the city of Bryan and good for that area, and it'll help revitalize that area. And then the voters and the citizens will have, you know, they can decide if they want Briarcrest or if they want us out of the golf business altogether. But, again, the proceeds from that municipal sale will go back into parks and recreational park space. So we'll go out and acquire additional land for new parks, improve existing parks. There's been a lot of talk about what we could do with it. There's so many options. You know, that'll be something we'll have to go back and explore. But I'm excited about you know, increasing the inventory of acres to our bottom line, and then also being able to improve our park system overall. So I think it can be a win-win.